Star 94.1, and our guest is Joe Level. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, Jay, how you doing, man?
Hey, I am doing great.
Praise God.
Joe, your new song, it's taking the country by storm. We know God is able.
Yes, he is.
Hey, Joe, tell us why God is able.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know how long this interview is going to be, but if I had all night, I could talk about God's ableness all night. I mean, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask, think, or imagine. We're a church choir from Kentucky, man, and the Lord has just blessed us beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, when we started out working on this project, I envisioned one thing, but then God has something greater in store than I ever, ever envisioned. Wow. God is just good, man. I'm telling you, he is just good, and we are just celebrating here in Louisville.
Now, what's the name of the project, Joe?
It's God is Able. That's the lead single. That's the title cut.
God is Able.
God is Able. That's the project, yeah.
That's a beautiful song. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
What else can we expect from your project?
I tell you what, the toughest thing for me was deciding what the lead single was going to be. We have at least seven songs that we kind of toyed with in terms of being the lead single. It's a well-balanced project. It's a church choir project. We've got some contemporary stuff on there. We've got some traditional stuff. There's an anthem on there. There's a praise and worship tune on there that will just knock your socks off.
Wow. Now,
I'm telling you, if you think God is able or something, wait until you hear the entire project.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Now, will you be touring?
Yes, we are. Actually, we're working with our promoter right now, and Tawanda, and she's trying to set up some stuff for us now. I'm not sure which particular area of the country we're gonna travel to first, but yes, we do plan to do some touring.
Well, we usually do a program in the summer. We call it a picnic in the park, and we would love to have you. And I hope Tawanda is talking to us about getting you guys down here, because when we put you on the radio, the phones light up. Folks are saying, who is that?
Is that right?
That's right.
Praise God.
You guys, that song has struck a chord. You know, God is able. And just the instrumentation on the song, the vocals, the message, it has everything saying, it is a hit, plus it's blessing folks. How does that make you feel knowing that you are blessing folks with your music?
You know, honestly, it's very, very humbling to me. It really is, because to think that God would use somebody like me and my aggregation of singers to bless the country in this way, it just it's very, very humbling. And I'm honored that, you know, that he would choose us to bless the country in this way.
Where would you like to take God is Able?
Just really as far as God would have it to go, man. I don't know what he has in store for us, but wherever that is, we're willing to go. Whether that's Stellas, Grammy, Dubs, I really think that song needs to go all over the world, because, I mean, with the economic crisis that the entire world is in right now, I think people just need to be reminded, you know, that God is able. I mean, so many people are in desperate, destitute situations right now, and they just, those three words, God is able, I think just speaks volumes to whatever situation or circumstance you might find yourself in at this point. I think those three words resonate with every Christian heart. At least they should.
Our guest is Joe Level. Joe, has there ever come a time when you probably said to yourself, Lord, I know I'm doing what you want me to do. I'm doing your will. I know that I'm talented. I know that my choir, we're blessing folks, but it's like we're bumping up against a wall or something. We're just not getting there. Is it time for me to give it up? Have you ever thought about just giving it up?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, there's a song on our CD. It's entitled Hold On. And a good friend of mine, Isaac Williams out of St. Louis, penned that song especially for me. And it was during the time that I had shared with him, I was going through a wilderness situation. And I really did want to throw in the towel. And then, you know, he just encouraged me and kept saying, no, Joe, you got to hold on, hold on, hold on. And the Lord just gave him those words to pen, especially for me. And I've gotten calls from a number of people that have heard that particular song. And they've shared with me how that song has just encouraged them when they were at the end of their rope. And so I know that that song is anointed and it's ordained for people that may find themselves in similar situations.